The Department of Basic Education and the ANC collude to capture the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill public hearings. A number of serious concerns regarding the Bella Bill's public participation process keeps increasing. A message that has allegedly been sent by a Department of Basic Education circuit manager in the Vembe district in Limpopo has been brought to the DA's attention. The message urges schools to send signed copies of the attached document to the circuit office, and that all educators are expected to sign it, signifying their support of the draconian Bella Bill. The past weekend's public hearings in the Northwest have also been marred by the department's dirty tactics. Not only did principals, chief education specialists and their deputies receive instructions to limit participants to principals and school governing body chairs, but the department representatives also tried to influence participants' submissions at the hearing. The DA was shocked when department officials lobbied for the bill and tried to persuade participants to indicate they support the bill when they had raised concerns regarding individual clauses of the bill. It is clear that the ANC did not anticipate the public's objection to the Bella Bill and is now trying to capture the hearings and create a perception of support. The public hearings will continue this weekend in Mpumalanga, and the DA urges each and every parent, teacher, SGB member, stakeholder, or a member of a community to attend their nearest meeting to raise their concerns. No member of the public may be barred access and prevented from presenting their opinion. The DA has on numerous occasions has a number of concerns with the Bella Bill, which seeks to disempower school governing bodies and schools from determining their language and admission policies. Should the ANC government succeed in bulldozing the bill through parliament, the department could use it to target mother tongue education schools, as is currently the case in Farad Primary School in Mount View in Karega. According to the media reports, the department is not only proposing that English be introduced as a language of instruction, but that Afrikaans medium primary school eventually be turned into an English medium high school, despite vehement opposition from the community and the SGB. Critical oversight over the public participation process and mass participation in it is crucial to the DA and the public protecting their constitutional rights regarding education.